I want to take just literally a couple of minutes just to share with you about the Christmas story and this theme of making room in our hearts. We'll be wrapping up the service in just a moment or two. So if you're ready to roll and excited for Christmas Eve later on, I just know we're near the end. I always wanted to know that when I went to a Christmas Eve service as a kid. Is the person up front going to stop talking soon? That's mostly what I was thinking about and presents. So anyways, we're almost at that sweet spot. But I want to talk a little bit about why we're here celebrating Jesus. We've been talking about making room in the heart, making room in the heart. As I've been thinking about making room in the house, in our heart, I was thinking about houses and homes. My wife Crystal and I, a couple years ago, were able to buy our first house. Before that, we were in an apartment, and that was definitely our home. And our family was expanding, and we no longer could keep the kids, you know, living in the closet, so to speak, in a crib, so literally. So we needed a little bit more space, and God provided that. But I remember Crystal and I were able to start painting in this house like 2 weeks before closing, because we knew the people, we got in there early. And we were painting, we're doing a little TLC. Maybe you've had a house like this too, just needs a little tender loving care, or TLP, tender loving paint, like everywhere. And so we were really bad at painting, and now we know how not to paint. And so it's really, really good. Someone told me that, Jim, if you're really aggressive, you can paint an entire house, the inside of it, in like a month or two. And so I did that and rushed it in 2 years, and I'm almost done. Some of you just got that. Okay, there's one more closet to go. But a house on itself doesn't make something a home. When we were painting it, it wasn't a home yet, but it was a house. It only became a home when we were finally able, just me and my wife and our kids were able just to sit down, have a meal together, share love with one another, be able to be a family inside of there. You can be in a beautiful, beautiful house and not have it feel like a home, right? You can have a beautiful structure, gorgeous, outside, inside. But if there's no people in there, it's definitely not a home. And if there's no people loving each other, it might not really feel like a home. But then again, you can have a small, meager house that is rich with life, that you're like, this is home. Or if you think of the Lord, our Savior Jesus, the house that he was born into, not that impressive at all, actually. A manger, a barn, some Bible translations show a cave, right? But yet that is where he came. And there was home, there was celebration, there was love shared, there was gifts being shared, there was people rejoicing. It was home. If you will, just for a moment, if your life and my life was like a house, have you made space in your house for Jesus? Have you made space in your hearts for Jesus? Now, Jesus is amazing. He didn't just come to visit the planet and then go back to heaven. He came on a purpose to rescue us. They were celebrating, and all the angels, to say that there'll be joy for all humanity because your Savior has been born. He came to save us and to rescue us from our sin and from our brokenness, and to replace it with life, love, hope, joy, peace, and so much more. Is there room in the life and the light of your heart and your house tonight? Have you made space for Jesus? I think I'm stepping on something that's following me. Put that down. Have you made space for Jesus? When I was 5 years old, the same age as some of the kids in this video, which was fantastic video. Love what the kids were sharing. I remember I heard somebody share in a church service mentioning that there was a God who loves me, God who came and died for me, who's forgiven me of everything I've done wrong, and that I could have a new life with him. I was 5 years old. That seems really young to me, right? Maybe that seems really young to you too. But I could remember that. It felt as if God was trying to just let me know that he's there and that he loves me. And I had this desire, almost like a longing, a spiritual longing as a five-year-old. I want to know this God. I want to know Jesus in a personal way. Not just in a way where you hear about someone, speak about someone that they know something a little bit about, but in a way of like, I just had lunch with Jesus. I want to know that kind of relationship with God. I remember as a five-year-old, that longing, it felt like there was an emptiness that I couldn't describe it, but it just felt like all right here, there's just something missing in my life as a five-year-old. And I remember responding to that invitation to know Jesus in a personal way. There's a scripture verse I want to read tonight. It should be right up here. We've heard it several times, and it talks about just knocking. And I believe it will come up in a moment. Do we have that verse? Maybe not. Oh, here it is. Awesome. It says, here I am. This is Jesus talking. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat. Come on. With that person and they with me. Jesus has this invitation that he wants to know you, but he's a good God. He's a good friend. He doesn't force himself into our hearts. He knocks. He wants to know, will you let me into your life? Will you let me be able to clean out those broken places? If our life was like a house, and we had to be honest, I'm sure there's some places in our life that they're hurting, that we're feeling lonely, that there's anxiety and depression. When Jesus comes into our life, he brings life and life to the fullest. And might tonight be the night where some of you who have yet to experience that fullness of life will want to let Jesus into your life, literally be spiritually reborn. When you bring Jesus into your life, it's amazing. He brings peace that surpasses all understanding. There's so many of us today that struggle with crippling anxiety, worry, and depression, and Jesus is the Prince of Peace. If you let him into your life, he's bringing peace with him. He's going to clean out the attics of worry and anxiety in our house, right? If you bring him in and you're struggling with depression, darkness, and you don't want to wake up to tomorrow, this used to be something that adults mostly struggle with. Now, statistically, it's a lot of times 10 to 13-year-olds to 15-year-olds who are struggling. Do I want to wake up tomorrow? Jesus comes in. He brings hope. He cleans out that cellar, that attic, the basement of our lives. He brings hope that we can build our life on. Hope for today and hope for tomorrow, because it's not based on circumstances, but on Jesus himself. He comes in and brings joy. Where there's been sorrow, he says he'll bring in joy. And it's not just like a feeling of joy. It's literally knowing that Jesus is with you and the joy that comes with that. These are all like fringe benefits, actually, because the best gift that Jesus gives is himself. Do you want to open up your heart tonight, your house, so to speak, as Jesus knocks, to know him in a personal way? When I was 5 years old, I talked to my mom. I said, Mom, I had this longing that I cannot figure out. I was five. She thought I was hungry because I'm like, there's this emptiness, and I was probably hungry. I normally am. I like food. That's why I love this verse. I'm like, I will come in and eat with him. I'm like, what a great invitation. But I felt that. But it was like, it was something so much deeper. And as I became older, I realized that you can try to find satisfaction in every materialistic thing on the planet, but it will not fill an internal longing to connect you to Jesus. Are you with me? You can try to find everything in a relationship, everything in a career and money and what this world has to offer, but time and time again, it will not satisfy the longing, because you were designed for such a greater longing to be fulfilled through Jesus. You are of infinite worth, infinite value, and I encourage you, open your heart as he knocks tonight. I'd like to take a moment to pray, and then we'll have a time for a candlelight service reflection. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for each one here. God, I thank you that you came to die, not just for the good people, the bad people, some people that have their lives together. God, you say you came to die for all of us because we've all done things, God, that have not glorified you. And Lord, I pray that tonight, Lord, for those who are in a place of realizing, yeah, I've done my life my way, and this is where I've gotten. Lord, might I consider doing life your way? God, would I receive that forgiveness, that free gift of salvation, Lord? Would you open up your heart to know the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and the Prince of Peace tonight through the power of Jesus? Amen.